Welcome to What You Missed When You Didn't Exist. I am Corbett, I am 52.
And I am Lucy, and I'm 22.
And this is What You Missed When You Didn't Exist, a podcast where we talk about things from the past, things that were in my past, specifically history to Lucy, but actual current history for me, or at least it was at one point. And today
it's actually considered vintage now, but
vintage, of course.
The yeah.
Today we're talking about micro cassettes. Was it micro cassettes or are they mini cassettes? I forget what they were called now. I feel like they need to be specific. Cassette tapes.
Yeah.
For anybody who knows what they are, they're cassette tapes. Cassette tapes were used primarily in the 70s and 80s. I think they came out in the 60s. When they officially came out was 1963. But there was tapes before that. There were reel-to-reel tape players and tape machines and stuff. So you could always hear it, but they were basically all, they weren't stereo. Unless they were like the professional level recording ones, you know, the big ones. But they had small personal tape players that were, and I say small in the sense they were like a small suitcase. So,
okay.
You would put in this big reel and it would spool to another reel, which you had to thread through the player. Most people used records because it was just easier. And up until probably the 1980s, I want to say, I had a record player as a kid. And my dad would take me to his office and put me in the front room. And she's like, here's a record player and some comic books and, you know, something else to keep you busy. And I got to go paint some stuff. So I'd listen to all my three favorite records because that's all I had. And just kind of keep myself busy because you keep yourself busy as a kid. When cassette tapes were really rolling and big, I didn't have one until probably, I want to say 82, maybe 81. And I say that because I wanted one. I wanted an AT-AT. It's a toy. An AT-AT was a big dinosaur robot mechanical thing in Star Wars. Well, in The Empire Strikes
okay.
Back specifically. And that came out in 1980. And I wanted one that year. And for Christmas, I got this gigantic box. I was like, it's the AT-AT. Yes, I'm going to be so happy. And it wasn't. My grandmother had fooled me and put a regular single play tape recorder with a couple cassettes in it.
Oh, that's mean.
Well, no, it's kind of funny because I was looking at it. And the AT-AT at the time, I think, was $39, which is a lot of money. It would be the equivalent of saying $120. And would you go buy a child a $120 toy? Probably not.
Yeah.
And the cassette recorder was about $20, which at the time, the equivalent amount of money, $1982, just because I looked it up, $1982 to now is like three times the amount. So it'd be like a $60 toy. So
ew.
She didn't like go skimpy on me. But it was a little like she knew I wanted this big thing. She got a big box to put it in and a mess with me. But I did put that recorder through the paces. I recorded everything. I recorded all kinds of stuff. I'd record over and over and over and over on the same tape forever because they were difficult to get still for me. Using tapes back then was kind of cool because you'd wait for your favorite song to come on the radio and then you recorded the song and tried not to talk in the background because the microphone would pick it up. You want to get a clean copy of the song, which I guess you could just buy it, but who can afford music? Come on.
Okay, wait. I have clarifying questions just
sure.
So I can visualize it. So you had reels, which are those like the old timey TV like rolls, and you could just like it would spin and it would like come out like you had the roll of
no I'm talking about the tape? Micro it's specifically it is the compact cassette. It's called the compact cassette. It's the tape cassette. It's about,
well, you said there was a reel that was like big like a suitcase.
Yeah, before that. The thing that came before that was, well, essentially the thing that came before that was probably the 8-track tape, which I guess we'll have to have a show about that too. But
so the reel's the big box thing.
Yeah, the reel to reel was a big box thing back in the 60s. People were using them.
Okay.
That's before my time.
But that's the thing I'm talking about, right? The big like thing that's rolled up and you just like spin it and it comes out.
It's a smaller version. The compact cassette could fit in your pocket. It's a cassette with two reels.
Oh, okay. And then you said records. Did you mean vinyl?
Yes.
Okay.
Before I had a cassette player, I had vinyl. And I still have vinyl.
Okay.
I mean, come on, it doesn't go away. That's a sad thing.
Okay.
Vinyl never really went away. Cassettes really have. They stopped producing them about a year ago, I think.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. People just don't get anymore because nobody has a cassette player. So what's the point?
Yeah. And then the cassette player is what's like in Guardians of the Galaxy, that little...
Right, the Walkman.
The tiny little thing.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Well,
okay.
The Walkman didn't come until the 80s. What I had was much bigger than that. It was closer to a shoebox, I guess.
Okay.
In fact, I kept it in a shoebox a lot because I could shoot my tapes with it. It was easier. But the cassette tape was kind of cool. Kind of, it gave you a lot of functionality and a lot of options. It worked for computers. People were able to record their programs onto it and play it back to the computer, and it would reread the information. That was pretty neat. Well, the first few personal computers, because the big computers still had the big reel-to-reels that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like your personal Commodore 64, your Apple, even some of your IBM first ones had a tape recorder you could connect. You would start recording your program and then stop the tape, rewind it, and then reload the program when you needed it. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine that.
Okay.
It is nothing like the way it works now, obviously. I think the big thing that a lot of old timers will go like, you don't know the pain, is occasionally the spool would get unraveled. Or, you know, it would, the tape deck would eat your tape, essentially. And it doesn't really eat it. It just kind of unspools it. And when you pull it out, it's just this big tangled mess of ribbon because it's a magnetic ribbon tape. Mm-hmm. And you have to go through with a pencil, commonly a pencil. You put it into one of the reels and start spinning it to get it to roll the tape back in. And you had to get pretty good. There's a point where you could like splice it with actual scotch tape if you wanted to fix it, and it would more or less keep working. As long as it didn't stretch. If it stretched, then you were in trouble. Because then it would like mess up the way the recording is. Because it's a magnetic tape. But probably the art form that came with cassettes in my time was the mixtape. And I know you know what a mixtape is. So don't
I mean,
act like
I know what it is, but I've never experienced it. People send playlists now. They don't create cassette tapes.
Yeah, well, you're just weird.
Or I'm young and you're old.
Yeah, you and your mixtape. Well, the thing is, your playlist is changeable, whereas a mixtape was permanent. Well, okay, as much as it could be erased again and thrown away. but it was like you had to particularly make the list, essentially, and it had to be played the exact same way every time. So it was very personal. It had a certain art to it. You couldn't just record a bunch of songs and throw it out there. It'd just be junk. I mean, you're like, okay, here's a bunch of random songs, which is about like a lot of my playlists are now on my phone, because I'll throw them on and just tell random, and they're all out of sync and out of whack. And yeah, you can program them to go in a certain pattern, but yeah, I like it the old way. But cassette tapes were a pretty neat art form. And yeah, there was a lot. If you couldn't afford the music, which most people couldn't, you would wait on the radio and try to record. Either you sit there and just try to record hours of radio trying to get the songs you wanted and then cutting them and replaying them in the order that you wanted them. Or you go and try to buy these tapes.
So you'll be willing to go in all the effort to take in the time to record this one song, to put it in motion with another song, to make it easier for you the hard way with the cassette tape. But you won't put in the effort with a Spotify playlist that you can just click, move, and drag, which takes less time. But for you, that's more effort than doing it the old way of just waiting around to record it at the exact moment, at the exact spot.
Well, yeah. And also, shut up. I'm telling you the way it was. It's important.
Yeah, this but it sounds important. Like you just don't like change, is what I'm hearing.
Nobody likes change. Nobody does. The way around waiting on the radio was to get your own music. Get a collection of your own music and then cut the songs in that you want. Because you had 30 minutes per side. So you had to fill up 30 minutes and then flip the tape and fill up another 30 minutes. It took a lot of stuff to get. The one way around this in the day, essentially go into debt.
Okay.
There was, and this is very important, it's a very important part of the story, but there was a company called the Columbia Record Club. Essentially, you would say, I want these 10 or 12 songs at a penny or dollar or a nickel or whatever it was. And they would send you like a box of tapes. It was so awesome. Or okay. Records or CDs. Later on, it was CDs. If you wanted a collection so quick, that was the way to do it. The gimmick was the Columbia Record Company would then, you have to sign a contract where you pay for a monthly membership and get these tapes coming to you at full price every month. And you had to tell them, no, I don't want this. Yes, I want this one. Because otherwise they'll just send you one forever. And I think current Spotify is a good example, since we're just naming them out, right?
Okay.
You pay a monthly fee and you never escape it because you can't. It's not impossible. Obviously, people got out of the Columbia one. You had to pay for, I think, a certain amount over a year. You had to buy so many other albums in a year's time at full price. So that was their gimmick. They give you a bunch for free, and then you pay for the rest.
Well, that's dumb.
There's a lot of things.
And you still like that?
Cassettes were kind of cool. Cassettes had a lot of capabilities. Obviously, you could record it. I think having the flip side was great. That's something you cannot get out of any playlist. No, it's just the flip side was always kind of the, okay, this is what I want to say, to because usually the mixtape was to somebody you were interested in. And the way to tell them that you were interested was by putting it in secret code via song.
And that's not complicated at all.
You just spend a few days putting it all together, making it happen, and then they throw it in their glove box and never look at it again.
Nice.
Perfectly normal and healthy.
It's terrible.
Eh.
What's the difference between cassettes and VHS tapes?
Well, VHS was a video format. Video, video something. Video HS.
Okay.
VHS was a video format, and they started about the 80s. I think there were some before that, but they were pretty expensive too. You would not just go casually get a VCR until like the mid 80s. Then they were really common. Then they became the quick throwaway item that they became later. But when they first came out, they were hundreds of dollars. You know, only the fancy people had a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
But a cassette tape was able to record everything just the same. You just didn't have video. And actually recorded a lot of movies and quotes and like me and my sister just telling each other jokes and all kinds of dumb stuff. I was looking through old cassettes that I have still and that will still work, which is crazy because they really shouldn't. Honestly, the magnetic tape should be wearing out at some point, I would think. I mean, they're magnet. But yeah, I've still got recordings from the radio station in my hometown 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 80s. So yeah, about 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Dang, 40.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By the 90s, you really see them fade away. I mean, they step back basically because CDs were in. By the 90s, CDs were king and tapes were really hard to want to deal with because you could have a CD and you could burn a CD using a computer with computer technology and make your own playlist. So it lost the B side. You would never have the secondary side to flip the tape and like, here's the other stuff. But there were people who were very good at making mixtapes. And I presume now those people are dead. I presume people with that kind of talent are now making playlists on Spotify for some ungodly reason. But yeah, that's kind of, I guess, where it's all gone to.
People who make Spotify playlists, they are an art, making a Spotify playlist. I listen to them all the time.
Okay, well, where are we now then? How do you have a mixtape now that has the same kind of effect as a mixtape then?
Well, you know, I think...
Who's John Cusack and why is he standing outside with a boombox?
I don't know who John Cusack is, but...
I know you don't.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you said it then, so...
That's just something pointless to cut out later.
I think that you can still have the same aura of a mixtape with a playlist, or you could get CDs. I don't really think that kids my age use those anymore. It's all just you share songs with each other, which is pretty easy to do. You can share playlists and you can make them private playlists. I mean, now you can even collaborate on playlists with multiple people, so you and a group of people can make a big playlist, which I think is pretty fun. At the cemetery, actually, we created a playlist called Songs We Dig. Because, you get it? It's hilarious.
Oh, we should probably clarify Lucy works at a cemetery.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my summer
gig. Filing bodies and putting them in spots.
Yeah, so we have a playlist called Songs We Dig, and it's got good amount of random songs, but they're all with the same aura of, oh yeah, we work in the cemetery, by the way. Like in Princess and the Frog, the Dig a Little Deeper song, that's on the playlist, which I think is hilarious. But see, we wouldn't be able to do that if with mixtapes, because you'd have to take the time to record it. And it just seems tedious. And no one has patience anymore.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know, what would you... Well, if you liked somebody and didn't want to talk to them ever... But wanted them to know, and you couldn't.
But wanted
do
them
this.
To know that you couldn't talk to them.
Well, of course you couldn't talk to them. That's embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, that's what emojis are for, Dad.
That's what emojis are for. Oh wow.
Yep.
A
don't need words.
Renderings. I gotta admit, emojis to me come across like Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Exactly. We're going back to our ancient roots.
I don't know what any of them mean. It's all random to me.
Well, that's
you know,
because
oh, look, my hands
old.
Are in the air. I guess that's, look, I have clean hands? No, apparently it means I'm happy or job done. I forget what it means now. I don't remember. Hands are in the
it's
air.
Like a woohoo, like we did it. Kind of
that
thing.
That doesn't make any sense. Look at my hands. The magic of the mixtape is a magical thing. Trying to tell me we that can... somebody with a tongue out face is going to tell you how to tell the thing? No. You can't just send somebody a heart emoji. That's too much.
Well, I also think that it's different now because when you were growing up, you guys had more of the ballads to listen to. You know, you had ballads, you had people putting more meaning into their songs. Not that people nowadays don't, but I think more of today's music is focused on hype, I guess, or trying to stay motivated, trying to stay positive. And it's not like a, I love you and I miss you type of thing. Well, I guess except for Olivia Rodrigo. But that was more like a breakup phase and not like a let's come together phase. Well, I also listen to music differently because I don't listen to music for lyrics. I listen to music for the beat and like the tune.
So you're just rowing the boat.
Yeah, I don't listen for lyrics. That's just not my jam. It's not my thing. But if it's the vibe that I feel out.
Maybe that's the thing.
And, you know, we don't have love ballads now like we did in the 80s. It's just fact of life.
I think Bruno Mars would disagree.
Bruno Mars is kind of out of his love ballad phase. That was a 2010 dealio.
Was it? Oh, man.
Yeah.
People just fall out of love way too easy.
Playlists are easy to share, easy to change. You can delete them pretty quickly. You can build them up pretty quickly. I have an entire playlist dedicated to Taylor Swift's songs, and that's about 13 hours long. So,
isn't all her songs about breaking up with somebody?
No. Her latest albums are all about self-confidence and self-worth And actually, one of her albums was about her house, like the history of her house. It was kind of cool.
Okay, that's weird.
I think it's cool, but but you couldn't have a 13-hour mixtape, so.
I suppose you couldn't. There's that. That's one benefit that you would need like, 10 to 20 mixtapes to do a road trip. And I will admit, road trip music is very important.
True. It's a lot easier. And now that cars have Bluetooth, it's nice.
Okay, yeah, I guess. There's a certain coolness to the mixtape. She's like, I got a road trip mix. I'm ready to go. It's just the thing.
I will say I miss putting in the CDs in the car when we were doing our road trips. But I think that was always just us listening to the, what was that one mix? The classic rock CDs or the...
Yeah, they were just CDs I picked up here and there.
I do kind of miss those, but they were predictable because you knew what would come next.
Isn't that fun?
No. You gotta expect the unexpected and go, oh, this song is playing at the perfect time. What? And then you have that cool aha moment.
Well, what if it was just one song playing over and over and over again?
I'm not doing a How I Met Your Mother, Five Proclaimers, 500 Miles moment. That's too much.
I don't know. I've had tapes get stuck and they do that. Like you listen to, though I've never, that's the thing. It's never been one song. One song that plays forever. It's always like four or something. Like I'll get some cheap tape and it falls apart in the player. It still plays, but it won't like get out. So you're stuck listening to it for a while.
Oh,
so you figure out a way to pull it apart.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Yeah, I can't listen to the same thing over and over again. It drives me crazy.
Well, how do you know if you like it if you don't hear it over and over again? That's the point.
Because you go through mood changes and you go through different experiences in life that require different tunes.
You and your experiences and your life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Feel the vibes, Dad. Just feel the vibes.
Well, cassettes. This has been cassettes. And this has been what you missed when you didn't exist. So, thank you.
Thank you very much.